AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news this morning. The government's bulk collection of phone records goes too far. This ruling from an appeals court, the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan, it says the case illustrates how tough it is to balance privacy interests with national security. But it is declining to block the program, saying it's up to Congress to decide what to do. To Deflategate now, and Tom Brady's agent who's responding to this scandal. An NFL investigation finds that New England Patriots employees likely deflated footballs used in the AFC Championship game, and the quarterback Tom Brady probably knew it. Brady's agent says the NFL was determined to blame him for deflated footballs in that title game, and that the investigation omitted key facts and buried others. He calls the investigation a disappointment. The flooded roads are pretty much back to normal this morning in Oklahoma, which got hit hard by floods and tornadoes last night. Jeremy Johnson had a tough time trying to drive home in Norman, Oklahoma, about 20 miles south of Oklahoma City.
You can't get down the streets right now. I mean, the water's in certain areas is above the tops of cars.
But the Highway Patrol says it has now checked all the vehicles that were stranded or washed off the roads. They say everybody survived, but at least 12 people were injured, and more than 30 homes were destroyed by the tornadoes that also swept through parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Texas. The U.S. and ally Saudi Arabia are agreeing to a 5-day ceasefire in Yemen if the rebels agree to stop fighting, too.
No bombing, no shooting, no movement or repositioning of troops to achieve military advantage.
Secretary of State Kerry, this is AP Radio News. A high-ranking State Department official is telling Congress that State Department employees are being told they must not conduct government business on a private email server, like former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did. Joyce Barr, the State Department's chief Freedom of Information officer, testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
We continue to do training, but we've sent department notices, telegrams, we've talked to directors, and I think the message is loud and clear that that is not acceptable.
Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina said it's worse than that.
I hope that we go so far as to say if you do this in the future, you get fired.
A Virginia woman is suing Verizon Wireless for more than $2 million, claiming the company caused her to have a heart attack during a customer service call. Verizon's not talking. The Dow's been up and down. It's down now 23 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.